The rise of data centers is becoming one of the hottest issues on the campaign trail this year in the election for the Virginia House of Delegates. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has details.
There's one issue that former delegate Elizabeth Guzman hears about all the time in her campaign for a battlefield House seat in Prince William County. Data centers.
They are telling me, okay, great, data centers are here, but I don't see what is in it for me. I don't see those incentives reflected on my property tax bill.
The Republican incumbent she's trying to unseat is Delegate Ian Lovejoy. In the last session of the General Assembly, he introduced an unsuccessful bill that would have prohibited local governments from allowing data centers within a quarter mile of parks, schools, or residences.
When local governments get it wrong so often and so consistently, there is a role for the state government to step in and say that you're being out of line.
His bill did not get out of subcommittee. But the General Assembly did pass a separate bill that would have required local governments to do a site assessment of water use and potential noise output of any proposed data center. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin vetoed it. I'm Michael Pope.